In this session, we are going to powerfully remote influence reality. As has been explained to you many times, the key to manifestation is to merge thought with high energy. You decide on the thought you want to see manifested, and then you rejoin the level of yourself that carries tremendous energy. A highly energized thought would always manifest easily. I would like you to either sit on a cushion on the floor cross-legged or sit down in a comfortable chair. You might want to do this meditation in a peaceful nature surrounding, as it will enhance its effects. At first, doing it under the golden light of the sun is excellent. If you do not have access to it, you may try doing it under the light of an electric bulb. Eventually, you can even do it in the dark. Try to avoid noisy places. Later on, after some practice, you might want to do this meditation while standing up. This is a very powerful energy meditation that allows you to manipulate the original energies of creation and manifest through them. Listen to my voice, as it will gently guide you toward the very high levels of your higher self. Are you ready? Good. So let's proceed. Please take a deep breath. Keep it in for a while and let it out, relaxing totally your body, mind, and spirit. Become totally quiet. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, go even into much deeper inner total relaxation, deeper and deeper within yourself. Entering the peaceful quietness of your inner void. You are already very familiar with this level of inner total relaxation. Each time you exhale, you go even deeper. Each time you exhale, you go even deeper. So much deeper down within yourself. Mental level alpha. You are at alpha. Breathing in and out through all your pores, the energy of life. Powerfully so, in and out, in and out. Feeling that you are part of the universe, and at the same time that your universe is you, within you, within you, within you. You are at alpha, breathing in and out through all your pores, the energy of life. Powerfully so, in and out, in and out. Feeling that you are a part of your universe, and at the same time that your universe is you. Within you, within you, within you. You go deeper and deeper within one, deeper, two, deeper, three, deeper, four, deeper, five, deeper, six, even deeper, seven, deeper, eight, deeper within. Deeper within 10, all the way deep within mental level theta. You are the mind level of theta now. You are the mind level of theta now. Listen to me well, extremely well. Pay attention to what I say. And make it a permanent record within yourself. The whole world outside of you is a carbon copy expression of your inner self. The world is the only way by which you, as the one, can constantly monitor who you are and who you have become. What within, so without. If you dislike something within you, it will appear as a holographic manifestation or situation outside of you, within your universe. If you separate, ignore, and attack that inner part, thinking that it is but foreign to you, it will do exactly the same to you in the outside reality. For you and your inner mirror, which you perceive as your external world, are but one. The one. The outer reflects the inner. The world reflects who you really are. A happy inner world makes for a happy outer world. A miserable inner world makes for a miserable outer world. You are perfect. You are the one. The part projecting faithfully what your inner world thinks and feels about yourself is but you, your higher self. You are one. Each and every one of you, you all are the one, closer or further from this perception. But nevertheless, you are the one. So in order for you to love unconditionally your world, you first must learn to love unconditionally yourself. Good parts and bad parts. If you love and accept without conditions the bad parts within you, they will in turn not feel rejected, they will feel integrated, safe, and will change into loving parts towards you. If you want your external world, which is but an outer projection of your inner world, to love you, project love to your inner world, including your ego. Make it feel wanted, recognized. Tell it that by going to higher states of mind, it will not be destroyed, but changed. Accept its often odd behavior and temper tantrums. Understand your ego for what it is, which is but an insecure, scared part of yourself, scared of being swamped within the infinity of the oneness. I want you at the count of three to concentrate all the energy that forms you 2 fingers below your navel. Concentrate all that energy into a very powerful ball of awareness. 1, 2, 3. You are at your center of being, just below your navel. At that point, you really feel that your universe is you. You really feel that you are the energy lighting up the matrix of realities that forms your universe. You know that you choose the book of your life. There are many books available, many paths, many stories, and you can experience anyone that your imagination fancies and that has been prepared for you to explore. You are writing your book as you experience it online while being alive. It is an exciting and wonderful story, and you want to make it even more delightful, happy, and fun to live. So be your center. Realize that when you are within it, that ball has no real boundaries, it is infinite, filled with energy and light. Listen to my voice. At the count of three, I want you to concentrate with your eyes turned upward toward heaven. I want you to imagine that As you are directing your inner vision upward, you send up two fine strands of energy. One filament is red-orange in color, the other one is gold-yellow. I repeat, one filament is red-orange in color, the other one is gold-yellow. These two parallel energy currents climb up parallelly to each other like strands of DNA, like a ladder, spiraling toward heaven and finally reach the sun, the source of light and energy for this world, and penetrate it until they meet at the core of it. When I reach the count of three, you will look toward the top of your head, the crown of your head, and will feel and hear vibrations in your ears as you send two energy parallel strands upward and follow this journey. You will follow them with your eyes pointing upward as they are climbing up clockwise, You may need to bend your head a bit backwards for that. One, two, three. Start sending the two parallel strands upward toward heaven, starting at the level of your center of being, two fingers below your navel point. Keep on sending them higher and higher, building this heavenly ladder in your wonderful imagination as you follow it, spiraling and climbing higher. Watch its path going clockwise up and up, higher and higher, brighter and brighter, approaching the wide blue light of heaven, and then targeting and focusing upon reaching the bright golden white sun. Imagine this bright sun. Feel its heat, light, and electrical energy. Feel that heat, light, and electrical energy of the sun increasing in your being. As you get closer to the sun, the heat, light, and electricity get stronger and stronger, extremely strong. As you get closer to the sun, the heat, light, and electricity get stronger and stronger. As you get closer to the sun, the heat, light, and electricity get stronger and stronger, extremely strong. Feel how extremely powerful it has become. As you breathe in and out and focus on creating this energy ladder, the spiral of double energies goes higher and higher, faster and faster, until it reaches the periphery of the sun. As you breathe in and out and focus on creating this energy ladder, the spiral of double energies goes higher and higher, faster and faster, until it reaches the periphery of the sun. Now, at the count of three, you will propel this ladder even faster into the sun and readily enter its core, where the light and energy will be very high. One, two, three. Enter the sun and feel how you are spiraling the two strands rapidly towards its core and reaching it. Feel its tremendous energy and bring the ladder straight to its core. These connections from yourself to the high energy of the sun are now permanent. These connections from yourself to the high energy of the sun are now permanent. They are here forever, so they are here forever, so. You have now a permanent connection to the sun, to the energy source of our universe. Soon enough, you will notice that the sun is really your inner sun, the power source of this universe. Let us now follow the spirals back into your body, and then send two new parallel strands into the earth, so that your body and being will form an energetic connection point between the high energy of heaven and the energy and holographic reality of earth. In order to do that, I want you at the count of three to follow the energy ladder back into your body. One, two, three. Follow in reverse order, counterclockwise, the energy spiral that you have constructed and have become permanent connections back into your body. Come to a complete halt at the level of your body. You know that the connections which you have just thrown upward are permanent ones, never to be undone. They are only yours and no one else's. You know that the connections which you have just thrown upward are permanent ones, never to be undone. They are only yours and no one else's. Now stabilize yourself in your being again. Breathe energy in and out, in and out, getting deeper with each breath, much deeper within, getting more and more relaxed and sleepy, deeper into the void. I want you at the count of three to concentrate all the energy that forms you in an area roughly two fingers below your navel. Concentrate all that tremendous energy into a very powerful ball of awareness. One, two, three. You are at your center of being, just below your navel. At that point, you really feel that your universe is you. You really feel that you are the energy lighting up the matrix of realities that forms your universe. At the count of three, I want you to concentrate with your eyes turned downward toward the center of the earth. I want you to imagine that as you are directing your inner vision downward, you send down spiraling clockwise two parallel fine strands of energy. Follow them with your full attention and inner eyes as they are rapidly spiraling clockwise downwards. One filament is blue electric in color, the other one is black. One, two, three. Start sending down from your center of energy these two filaments of spiraling energy clockwise down toward the center of the earth. You are pointing your inner vision downward and you are following their fast spiraling movements as they bore down rapidly, parallel to each other, entering the earth and targeting its inner core. As they do so and get closer to the core, the gravitational pull becomes stronger and their movement accelerates. Their clockwise spiraling movement accelerates. They move parallel to each other. These two spiritual energy currents spiral down parallel to each other like a strand of DNA, like a ladder spiraling toward the high gravitational core of the earth. See them passing the hot red molten core of our planet and finally reaching the inner crystalline structure hidden deep within it, the source of energy of all Earth, the source of the vibratory hum of our planet. See them entering and finally reach the periphery of that crystalline core of our planet, the source of energy for our world. See them penetrate it until they meet at the core of it. The core feels like a very concentrated sphere of energy, of shining, silvery gray color. Its gravitational pull is extreme. The two parallel strands that you have sent in meet there. You feel a strong magnetic cold energy at the center of the Earth. Feel the point of extreme dense energy originating from there. They come to a stop there. You have now a permanent connection to the core of the Earth, to the energy source of our planet. Soon enough, you will notice that this Earth is in reality your inner Earth, the creative factor of our planet. Your body and being form an energetic connection point between the high energy of heaven and the energy and holographic reality of Earth. In order to do that, I want you at the count of three to mentally follow the energy ladder back into your body. One, two, three. Follow in reverse order, counterclockwise, the energy spirals that you have constructed back into your body, back into your center of being within your physical body. They have become permanent connections to the core of the Earth. Come to a complete halt at the level of your physical body. You know that the connections which you have thrown downward are permanent ones. They are only yours and no one else's. Now please go back to your center of being, two fingers below your navel. Feel how it has become a brilliant point of condensed energy, connecting the two other points of condensed energy, one at the center of the Earth, the other at the center of the Sun. Soon enough, the outer Sun will give way to the inner golden Sun. Now listen to me well. Even though you will be moving in awareness, you are constantly going deeper and deeper in tremendous deep states of mind relaxation and sleep, deeper and deeper with each breath you take. At the count of three, please extend your arms straight above your head, palms facing and touching each other. If extending and keeping your arms physically up vertically tires you, you can do this exercise in your imagination and imagine having your arms extended vertically up, palms touching each other. It is your choice as to how you want to proceed. Maybe try it both ways and see which one is more appropriate to you. So let's do it. One, two, three. Extend your arms vertically up, palms touching each other. Now at the count of three, use your wonderful imagination and imagine yourself swirling clockwise down into the Earth, feet first, following the path of the ladder made out of the two strands that you sent in before. One, two, three. Start swirling in imagination into the Earth, as if your body would be straight like a wagon attached to the rails of the two parallel blue and black strands that you previously established, and would be spiraling down clockwise towards the center of the Earth. At first you feel that you are swirling downward slowly, but soon enough the movement accelerates as you become more and more attracted by the tremendous gravitational pull of the center of the Earth. Your body becomes highly magnetized and feels very cold, like what you feel when you wake up from a deep sleep. There seems to be very little life force in your biology, just enough to keep it functioning at a reduced minimum metabolic rate. Your limbs might feel as if they are anesthetized, perceptually larger and cold. Nevertheless, your awareness remains untouched. You are fully aware. You feel that you are approaching the center of the Earth. You pass a red molten iron core and see the real center of the Earth. It has a crystalline structure. It appears as a grayish silvery crystal ball. You know it to be alive. You recognize its energy. Your swirling movement slows down. You are entering the center of the Earth. You enjoy being at its core. You can hear its sacred hum originating from it, the hum of the Earth. You can see light pulsing there, roughly once every second. You stop and stay there for a while. You use this point of awareness as the origin of the thought that you want to feel manifested in your life. See and feel what you want to manifest in your life. See it in the now, already done, with full exciting emotions of joy. Know that it is done. Keep that thought for 7 seconds. There can be multiple wants, multiple desires. Do not manifest more than 2 at a time. Let's do it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you have another one, let's then manifest the other one also. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It is done. Now, while keeping the thought of this manifestation in your mind, start going up counterclockwise in the reverse motion that you made before, using the same ladder made out of the 2 blue and black strands which you projected before. Fix your inner eyes upward toward the top of your head. You are going up like a rocket at tremendous speed, swirling up and up along the twisted pair of rails formed by the black and blue strand, twisted like the DNA structure, the DNA ladder. You suddenly feel yourself emerging from the Earth, all the while keeping preciously the thoughts that you want to manifest in your life. You are slowing down and stopping when your center of being, of your moving energetic body, aligns with your physical body's center of being. Your center of being connects both the upper 2 strands and the lower 2 strands. Feel the tremendous concentrated energy of that dot within and below your belly button. Now listen well to my voice. Listen well to my voice. Please look upward with your inner vision and see the twisted ladder made up of the 2 spiraling strands of gold, yellow, and orange, red color that you threw upward before and which connect to the sun. Then feel that your whole body this time starts swirling and climbing counterclockwise. Slowly at first, and then accelerating in motion. Your body is swirling and rising up in a counterclockwise motion, as if it were to climb up the windings of a wine corkscrew. Nevertheless, as you look upward toward heaven and follow the motion of your hands, that motion looks from that perspective to be a clockwise upward climbing motion. You soon feel that you are being propelled upwards like a bullet, in this counterclockwise spiraling motion and are aiming straight at the sun. You feel more and more a great increase in inner electrical energy and heat within yourself. Soon, you reach the outer rim of the sun. Slow down a bit. The energy is tremendous. You feel an opening sliding open on the top of your head. And through it, you feel a golden, sweet, powerfully peaceful, live gold liquid pouring in into your whole body. To the minutest parts and cells of your body, penetrating all of you, you feel great. You feel great pleasure while this happens. Your whole body is now filled with this highly vibratory golden energy, vibrating with it. Sweet and divine golden energy. Keep the thoughts you want to manifest strongly in your mind, very strongly so. Feel them, see them already accomplished in life situations. You knew that the manifestations have been accomplished for you to witness later on. You feel a calm strength. You feel yourself surrounded with a shield of high vibrations. You now enter the sun itself. Enter it. The energy of the vibrations increase. All is golden light and tremendous energy that is increasing its vibratory brilliance as you finally reach the inner core of the sun where your two strands meet. This is the highest center of energy. This is the highest center of energy. The vibrations are so high that your body experiences something like a full body orgasm of light and pleasure. You smile inwardly and feel tremendous happiness. You remember the desires that you wish to manifest and merge them with this tremendous energy that is vibrating so high. Your desires vibrate now at this tremendous energy vibratory rate. You know them to be realized. You remain there for 2 minutes, keeping your desires highly energized, and then release these desires to the energy of the sun, knowing that they have been accomplished and done, only waiting for them to unfold in your life. I will pause now for 2 minutes while you do so. Now turn your inner attention inward and down. Turn your inner eyes downward and start descending again clockwise. You leave the sun slowly, and just as you get slightly below it, you remain suspended there for a while, as you feel a ray of sunlight energy showing up and entering the top of your head. Feel how this sun ray fills up again the totality of your whole inner being with sweet, powerful, golden energy. Feel how that energy starts expanding its live golden energy outside of your body also, to one or even two arms length, encapsulating you and your second body of light above you in a bubble of live, golden, shimmering, highly vibratory shield. This highly vibratory golden shield is to remain with you at all times. It is shimmering pure gold on the outside and slightly more whitish gold on the inside. It is alive, and its high level of vibrations repels any lower vibration from entering your energy field. You can increase or decrease its vibrations at will. It has become an integral part of yourself, your being. It is your armor, your shield, forever so. You can also manifest from it. Feel that energy throughout your being, on the inside and on the outside, flowing and filling you and forming that wonderful shield. Realize its strength, its high vibrations. Try to increase its vibrations right now. See how easy it is. Feel how you have perfect command over its rate of vibration. Higher and higher. Make them higher and higher. Feel how easy it is. And now try lower and lower. Great. And higher again. Fantastic. And lower again. You have total control over its rate of vibration, for it is you. Feel the excitement of vibrating high, the natural high it gives you, the protection it affords. For the next 2 minutes, keep strengthening and creating this high vibratory shield all around you. And feel how you have perfect command over its rate of vibration, higher or lower, higher and lower. It has become an integral part of yourself, remaining always with you, always a part of yourself. You can manifest from your shield under any situation by bringing in the thought that you want to manifest. Concentrate on vibrating your golden shield to a very high degree and then letting go of that thought, knowing that the remote influencing is done and manifested in the high realm, only waiting to be expressed in the lower one. In the next 2 minutes, bring in your prior desires again or new ones and vibrate yourself together with your shield to a very high degree. And then let go totally of these thoughts from your mind, knowing them to be accomplished. For instance, manifest the prior desires again, but now from the perspective of manifesting them from the level of the shield. Let us start. Please vibrate yourself and your shield as one unit, very highly so, and bringing the desired thoughts to be manifested. I will pause for 2 minutes while you remote influence in that manner. First by vibrating very high, while thinking the thought that you want to see manifested, seeing them already realized, and then letting go of them. This method of manifesting is highly effective since you carry with you the vibrations of the inner sun energies. This golden shield, like a golden armor, protects you automatically against the undesirable thoughts of others, mass consciousness, and low vibratory negative energies. Its high vibrations offers total protection. You feel its power in your life. It makes you more effective, productive, and others feel its presence. Keep on energizing often this shield and it will become an integral part of yourself forever so. You are getting deeper and deeper within with each breath, deeper, relaxed and quiet. Listen to my voice. Let's start moving again in perception. Begin now descending again clockwise, accelerating the movement until you regain your center of being where the two strands meet in an extremely brilliant point below and inside your belly button. You rest there knowing that your mission has been accomplished. Keep on going down, keep on going down, spiraling down, clockwise, accelerating the movement until you reach a level of your physical body and you regain your center of being. You rest there knowing that your mission has been accomplished. You know that you have married the desires of your earthly subconscious with the highest energy of heaven and have given birth to a new manifestation. In the future, whenever you want to manifest a positive desire and want, use either the method where you go to the Earth's core and then to the Sun's core, which is the most powerful one. Or if you desire, as you keep on recharging and consolidating your golden shield, keep on manifesting from the level of the shield by vibrating it to a very high degree while concentrating on the desire at hand. You can use the golden shield technique in your day-to-day life as it does not require you to lay down or sit down or stand up in meditation. It is a handy technique always available to you in any emergency situation and a method that becomes more and more powerful with each time you use it. Your shield also protects you from unwanted thought intrusions and even from physical attacks, as you soon find out. So keep on energizing it and your chosen desires. You reject all conscious and subconscious fear thoughts, for they can manifest in your life. You always transmute fear thoughts into happy thoughts. You only think happy thoughts and are happy. You are about to graduate from our Advanced Remote Influencing Thought and Reality course. Please keep on making these techniques an integral part of your daily life. Only bring to your awareness thoughts of joy, happiness, care, love, and cooperation, and your world will be positively transformed in that process. Other thoughts do not ever even enter your awareness, and if they do for a fleeting moment, you right away replace them with happy thoughts, no matter what or whom. At the count of five, I'm going to emerge you filled with joy and happiness at having successfully manifested your desires. Surrounded with your golden shield, it is only yours, no one else's, and is to remain with you forever. One, starting to emerge. Two, feeling refreshed, feeling as if you have slept a comfortable night of sleep. Three, remembering all that has been said and done and making these manifesting techniques a very strong and integral part of your daily life. Four, feeling great, filling with golden energy and safe. Five, open your eyes, feeling that you are transformed in a very positive manner in every way. Forever so, forever so.